This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, a little weekend edition here with Joey Barrett, the sports editor from the Daily Item of Lynn. And Joey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, we got 3 weeks of football in here on the North Shore. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out what we know and what we don't know. And I think we're looking at two teams here that, let me just pull out two teams. Marblehead, unfortunately, winless now. They lost to a good North Andover team and obviously a week ago, a very good King Philip team. And then you got St. Mary's, which suffered a 30-point loss on Friday night. But this is a very young St. Mary's team this year.
It's a very young St. Mary's team. And Sean Driscoll has shown that the Spartans can still win games. They defeated a very strong Kipp team and a very strong Winthrop team.
Yeah.
So those are two strong wins. And Bishop Feehan is one of the best programs in Massachusetts, probably a top 15 or 20 program, in my opinion. So, you know, they're young, they're learning, and when you lose your five or six best players that are utilized so often, you know, Brown and Falaska and Galangis last year, it's going to take some time to adjust. So it's only week four.
Absolutely. The other thing of note here is the Winthrop team. You know, I saw them play St. Mary's a week ago, as you did, and they jumped out to the 14-0 halftime lead but lost 15-14 at the end. And here last night, Friday night in Swampscott, they come back from a 14-0 deficit to win 21-14. And this is a very solid Winthrop team. And you know, they did it last night, Friday night, with three big long runs. I think the last one was a 63-yarder. But yet, they're just a solid football team.
They are a head-first. I mean, they run the ball with determination. And, my goodness, Winthrop is tough and very well coached. Swampscott, not as good as the program has been in you know, decades past and years past, but I like what Peter Bush is doing. They're young, and it's almost like a rebuilding time anytime you get new coaching staff. So
yeah, and I actually think this Swampscott team could be better than last year's Swampscott team in a way. And I think Peter Bush is doing a really good job. You know, I was at the game, and, you know, he's got his team. He's on top of things at the end of the game last night. And, you know, they got the football back. You know, here they are. They're just down a touchdown. They get it back, you know, probably down back around their own 20. I was at the other end of the field. But, you know, they move the ball upfield. They throw an interception that's picked off at the 25. But they were kind of in desperation mode at that point, to be quite honest with you. But that's a good game. Actually could have gone either way. And somehow or other, Winthrop pulls it out. Give them a lot of credit for what they were able to do. And so here's a game, a team that, Joey, that's a little out of your area. But I am impressed with what Salem's been able to do. Now, they're 3-0. Okay, that's one thing. But people will say, well, Salem last few years and even Saugus maybe not playing the greatest schedules. But that's kind of changed this year. And Salem, take this, Salem beat Danvers. Danvers, a team that beat Reading, and a team that played Tewksbury lost to them by one touchdown. So, in other words, Danvers has played tough teams. Salem won last night against Greater Lawrence, which has been a great program the last decade or so. I'm just impressed with what Salem did, a 28-0 win last night.
And I have to say, I could be wrong, but Salem comes to Manning Field to play Classical this season, I believe.
Yeah.
And Lynn Classical, I can speak on just because I cover them every week. And yeah, they're led by quarterback Brian Vaughn Jr., son of head coach Brian Vaughn, and he had five touchdowns Friday night against Somerville. And he can throw the slant route, he can throw a screen, he can run and show emotion. I really like Classical, so that I'm excited, Bill.
You know, and I went up to that Classical Peabody game last week, and when I got there at the half, Classical was leading 8-0. That was tight through three quarters, and then just in the fourth quarter, Peabody put the game away on him. But you know, this is a very, very good, as you mentioned, this is a team that was smacking hard defensively, as Peabody was on Friday night. So this is not a bad, this is a pretty good Classical team this year.
A very good Classical team. It's lone loss to Peabody, and what star power the Tanners have as well, from Eli Batista to their sophomore quarterback. His name's Tyler. He's fantastic. And Mark Betancourt knows what to do with his guys. He's been doing this a long time. And it's not easy without Shea Lynch, who's now at Endicott College, backing up Clayton Marenghi out of Linfield, so a couple local quarterbacks over there. But no Lynch, so far no problem for Peabody. But we'll see as the week goes on. They're 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing you just mentioned, Linfield, there's another team, right, off to a 3-0 start with Coach Pat LaMusta and the crew at Linfield. Again, there's another solid program that's really in the last decade or so just been churning out W's.
It was their first ever meeting with Essex Tech Friday night, and they got the win 42-13. And then just to show progression, Linfield and Newburyport went into overtime last year. And I think it was an 11-9 game. And then week one of this season, I think Linfield, or maybe it was week two, Linfield must have won by 30 points. So Pat LaMusta is cooking up something in Linfield for sure.
Yeah, they'll contend. Newburyport pulled out another win last night. I know that. And a game that Pentucket was undefeated going into this weekend, and they've struggled a little bit in football. But they were leading Amesbury, a team that had the huge win a week ago against, or maybe, yeah, it's just a week ago against North Reading and so on. But Amesbury's a very good team, but Amesbury came back last night to beat Pentucket. So you got Newburyport, Amesbury, you know, and some other teams, Manchester, Essex, one in the Cape Ann League. But Essex Tech, I guess this is where I was going with that. This is their entry into the Cape Ann League, and obviously there are some very good teams in that league.
Oh, it's a phenomenal league to watch. I always have fun going over there, even though, you know, Lynn is my central coverage zone. But all of these conferences and all of these teams, I mean, going into week three, we had 7 undefeated local teams. And that just says something about the North Shore talent, and I'm ready to go.
All right, the other one, let's just wrap up with Saugus with a win against Lynn Tech here on Saturday. And, you know, this Saugus team, you know, they, you know, and Lynn Tech, too. I think both defenses, both teams have to be pretty happy with their defenses coming out of this game. However, you know, Saugus coming out with the win and improving to 3-0. So what a great turnaround for Coach Steve Cummings in Saugus football.
Absolutely. Cam Preston and Isaiah Rodriguez is like a Brady Gronkowski combination almost. They're lethal and connect every game for touchdowns and 100. They eclipse 100 yards all the time. I will say this. That game was close between Tech and Saugus. It was 19-18 Saugus at one point. It was 12-12 at halftime. Yeah. And there was an injury at the end of the game. We hope everyone's okay. But yes, Saugus from 1 or 2 wins last year to already 3-0. And Steve Cummings does a great job. And they were changing things up. You know, they had a lot of success up the middle today. But that's not all they did. They did some end-arounds. They passed the ball a lot with Preston. So I like watching the Sachems a lot.
Yeah, and as Saugus came out, very first possession of the game, they drive the field and score. And they're moving the ball around. They're using space well. They're passing. They're running inside, outside. And then their second possession, Tech just shut them down completely. They got nothing. And that's the way the game kind of went back and forth. And but Saugus came back. You know, I know you know a little bit about Endicott College football and athletics at Endicott College. And so I just – this win by Endicott last night, and I'm against the number 5 team in the nation, and we got the details up on the website and so on. It was a huge win, and Coach McGonigal said after the game, biggest win in program history. But he's been building his schedule up, a tougher schedule. They've made the NCAAs and so on. But there are sometimes wins in programs at the college level that are really defining wins. And I'm wondering if this was a huge game, because it's not just that they won. It's a 37-10, I think the final score was. And so that was a impressive win against a number 5 team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, Endicott's my alma mater, and my phone was blown up last night. Yeah. Just people texting me like, wow, what a great win, and probably projected to lose, and then you win by that many. And a lot of local players from Marblehead and Linfield and Peabody especially. Yeah. So Endicott's local, and it's not like they just beat some, you know, other Massachusetts team that they've beat every year. This was a big-time win, and I know Boston.com posted about them this morning. And I feel like every single Endicott program the past year has said this has to be a program-defining win. Something's going on over there in Beverly, and sports are going really well in the land of the Gulls.
So last night, I'm trying to I decide I got to get a score of the Endicott game. So I go on the website, and they have a great website, Endicott does. So I go on the website, and I'm looking at the number. I think it was 17-3. They were close to the half. They were late second quarter, and I'm going, geez, I wonder who's ahead. I'm thinking they're down. So I'm looking at the name. I'm trying to get the scoring and stuff out, and come to realize, wait a minute, Endicott's ahead in this game. and it's, they're not down 17-3 late in the first half. And, then they go on top of that and pile on a little bit more against these guys. And it was, and by the way, I want to give a shout out to them because if folks want to start following this team, their games are on video. They're easy to watch. It's a great production, as some of the other local teams do some great video and so on. High school teams in our area, too. But it's a great take to watch this team, which is, they've played some inspiring defense over the last couple of years. And I'm sure last night was one of those games, too.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the table. The behind-the-scenes team at Endicott is fantastic. Broadcasters, Cody Shalafu, Joe Casey, they're fantastic. I know them well. And Sean Medeiros, the sports information director, is maybe the best in the business. So Endicott's good behind the scenes. They're obviously good on camera in their games. So I'm very happy with Endicott right now.
All right. Anything else to share with us here, Joe? I've really extracted a lot of information out of you here. And you're still standing here.
It was a pleasure. Anytime. I'm always ready to watch and talk about high school sports and high school football. So everything's going well. We don't have 7 undefeateds anymore, but a lot of great programs remaining, and we're going to have some fun.
Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.